Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. It is a TV theme song Thursday, so we're coming in with the freshest, most requested TV theme songs in the land during every break. We got Nick Pickett Sr., former University of Oregon safety, and a guy that could go in the second or third round of the upcoming NFL draft. He's a senior there at Oregon, so he won't be playing this year. Pac-12, of course, canceled their football season. So it's interesting stuff to get to with Nick Pickett Sr. That's at the bottom of the hour. Keep it locked for that. But, Rob, let's start in baseball. And some interesting stuff. Joe Kelly, the Dodgers pitcher, who, of course, earlier in the year, a couple weeks ago, threw at some Astros. Alex Bregman, if I remember correctly, and Correa, and I don't know that he threw at Correa, but you know, that's what they, it was some inside pitches. But anyway, he got 8 games. He appealed later, was down to 5 games. But he is still salty with the Houston Astros. And he went off on them on the Big Swing podcast hosted by his teammate, Ross Stripling. Here is Joe Kelly on the Astros.
The people that took the fall for what happened is nonsense. Yes, everyone's involved. But the way that thing was ran over there was not from coaching staff. It was ran with coaching staff, yes, don't get me wrong. But they're not the head boss in charge of that thing. It's the players. So now the players get the immunity, and all they do is go snitch like a little and they don't have to get fined. They don't have to lose games. When you take someone's livelihood to save your own ass, that's what I don't like. Cheating, they cheated. Everyone knows they're cheaters. They know they're cheaters. It's over. That's been their done with. But now they mess it up by going and ruining other people's lives. So they f*** it up twice. When you taint someone's name to save your own name, I think that that is one of the worst things you could probably do. It just really freaking bugs me. Like, I think I'll be irritated forever.
Now, remember, Rob, Joe Kelly played for Alex Cora in Boston.
I'm glad you brought that up as well, that Boston was involved when they won the World Series too. A little something, something. They didn't get hammered
supposedly
like the Astros.
Not, yeah, and
but
what,
still,
know, supposedly it
there was something going on.
Yeah,
exactly.
But go ahead.
Yeah, so I think Joe Kelly is 100% wrong. I think, you know, that whole thing about snitching or whatever, you know, I always go down to this. If and I think for people who are, it's easy to say, I would never snitch. I would never say anything. If that was a family member and somebody knew what happened to them and the people responsible for whatever it is, Chris, to your family member, and they could put those bad people behind bars, we would have no judicial system if there wasn't immunity and you allow people to come on the witness stand and tell the exact truth. Otherwise, a lot of bad people would still be walking around. So Joe Kelly can sit around, and it's the buck still falls on the general manager and the manager because they run the clubhouse and the dugout. And if they really were against it, Chris, they could have said something. I do not buy that those guys couldn't say anything and they had to go along with what was going on. They knew it was cheating. So this whole notion, most of the judicial system is on people coming forward and telling the truth. Stop with that. Don't be at snitchers. Snitching gets stitches. That sounds good until your family's involved. And then you would pray to the high heavens that somebody would be honest and tell the truth. And the people who did bad should go and face their punishment or their day, you know, have their day in court and get what they deserve as well. So I'm not going to buy into that. That sounds good and bravo and macho and stick your chest out and say that they ruined other people's lives and all that other stuff. It went down, and the only way you're going to get to it from baseball standpoint, Chris, is you have to give immunity to be able to understand the whole scope of it. What was going on? How long was it going on? The depth of the cheating. You know, and sometimes it's not something you just give and you want to give, but if you can't get to the bottom of it, sometimes you have no choice. We've seen it all the time in court cases. It ain't the greatest thing, but without it, a lot of justice wouldn't be served. And so I stand against Joe Kelly.
Weren't you against the guy snitching in the bubble? The guy's
that
calling
ain't a court,
on the
that
phone?
Ain't, that,
what, no, but I'm no, just that, saying, weren't you the one saying snitches get stitches and all
no,
that
I,
stuff?
No, I didn't say that. I thought that they set up that thing to tell people that they're hanging out or doing something. That ain't a court of law. That,
yeah,
I don't
but
look
it's
at
still
that.
Snitching.
No, I'm talking about a serious situation, which was when we talk about the Astros cheating, messing with the integrity of the game, it's something that had to be resolved, had to figure out the scope of it, and baseball needed to know. They had to know.
I disagree with you. I'm with Kelly. First of all, you brought up life and death situations with your family. Yeah, that's, of course, different.
No, what's different,
secondly,
Chris? What's
well,
different?
Let me, like, it's life and death. This isn't life and death. It's very much different. This is a freaking game. So you can't compare it to life and death.
It's about integrity. It doesn't matter what
well,
the scope
you just
is.
Told me.
It's integrity.
You just said.
It's integrity.
Let me
that,
finish
that, that
now.
That phone
you
call
had,
is not a court
minutes.
Of law.
Rob. You just said it doesn't matter the scope.
It ain't the same thing.
So you're
it
changing your goal. You're moving
no,
the goalpost.
No, I'm not.
When I brought up the snitching in the bubble, you were against it. But now the scope doesn't matter.
Make
you
it a phone call
it was my
about
minor
people.
Thing,
no,
not in the court
that,
of law.
That ain't a cheating scandal.
Scope.
No, it's totally
Stop
different.
It. Stop it.
Totally
it's
different.
My turn. All right. You life and death. This wasn't life and death. Number one. Number two. When people snitch, in a lot of cases, they aren't guilty of a crime themselves. And so that's the difference. The Astros were guilty. They were just as guilty as the GM and the managers, and they got no punishment. That's ridiculous. And then there are times when people are guilty of a crime, where they are criminals themselves, and they get immunity, so they tell the truth. But what do people do? Because they know nobody respects that, they put them in witness protection. So it's either the snitches are either anonymous and hidden and nobody knows who they are, or they're sent to witness protection because people don't respect that, and or they're not guilty of a crime themselves. In this case, it's people who are guilty of wrongdoing, snitching on other people guilty of wrongdoing, and they get no punishment. That's weak. I couldn't do it. Now, I might tell, but I might say also, I got to get some punishment too. I'm serious. You talk about integrity. I can't just see people got fired. People lost their jobs.
Yes, because they were in charge of the organization. They should have lost their job.
Like, ain't nothing happened? Like, I didn't do anything? That ain't cool. That's weak. And here's what Major League Baseball should have done. I will agree with you that they had to get the information so you can give the players immunity. But what they should have done, and I've said it from day one, take away the championships. If that's a way of punishing the players. Jose Altuve would no longer be a champion. Carlos Correa would no longer be a champion. That's what they should have done. It would have been a roundabout way to punish the players. And still, they still get their immunity where they can play their games.
Chris,
that's what should have been done. These dudes got away with you know, highway robbery, so to speak, and other people paid the price, and they're just scot-free? No, not even a suspension? A couple games? Nothing. That's weak. He's right. Joe Kelly's right on the money.
Joe Kelly, and he, of all people who was with the Red Sox organization that he's going to stand up, he wasn't even with the Dodgers. Why is he throwing at the Astros? He wasn't even on the team when they lost to the Astros. Why did he take it upon himself? No, he shouldn't have been involved in that.
Why not? He's a major league player.
Well, because his team had also had the same thing going about it. So he's so righteous? Who the hell is Joe Kelly to be so righteous when he was on a team that was accused of cheating too? Oh, I'm going to show the Astros. They're cheaters. They're rats. Let me tell you something, Chris Broussard. The world needs rats. Somebody needs to eat the garbage. We need rats. And we need people to rat out people who have done
what
wrong.
What we need are honest people. That's what we need.
Well, we're not going to always
and
get
if you,
that.
If you
and
rat
sometimes
and you
we
did
need
it,
to do that.
If you a rat
so
and you did
sit here and be holier than
earlier.
Go ahead.
You just said earlier.
Go ahead.
You just said earlier, direct quote, the people who did bad should get punished.
There you go.
But
you're siding with the cheater, Joe Kelly. Now he's Mr.
You're
Righteous.
You're siding with the cheater.
No, you're siding with
the
Joe
Astros
Kelly.
Aren't
you just said you're with Joe Kelly. He was on
man,
the Red Sox.
Look, for real, this ain't me
cheated.
Against you. You're wrong. You're siding with the Astros. Joe Kelly, apparently they didn't cheat to the degree that the Astros did, and we don't even know if Joe Kelly was involved. He hasn't been named. The Astros cheated. They should have got punished. That's indefensible. And then they sit there and rat on other guys and watch those guys get punished? At the very least, come out and freaking admit it.
Chris,
at the very least.
What you
they
can't
haven't even
do-
done that.
In a court of law is you won't be able to pin who used the information or whether they were swinging on their own. That's what you can't prove. They can tell you what the pitch is coming, Chris. You can't prove that I used the information because it was available.
Stop it. Oh,
you
so
can't.
Now they didn't cheat?
I'm telling you, you
the
can't prove
you
it.
Will go
no,
to
I can't.
Some things.
You
this
can't
is
prove
ridiculous.
It. You can't prove it is my point. There were guys.
Wait,
there was
so
a rookie
so
who came up.
So they didn't
no,
cheat now.
That's not what I said. I said
what
you,
are you
can't.
Saying?
You can't prove
you're
that an individual.
Circles, man.
If a guy told you that I didn't use it, I know it was available. I heard the banging of the cans, but I didn't use it. How are you going to prove that he used it, Chris?
I don't have to.
You can't.
Is it proven that the team cheated?
You can't.
Is it proven that the team cheated?
I'm talking about individuals.
I'm asking you a question. Is it proven that the team cheated? Is it?
They were cheating.
Okay.
But you can't prove every player took part in it.
Take away the rings. That's it. I don't have to worry about what individual did cheat and didn't cheat. The team cheated. You're not champions. That's a travesty. It's egg on baseball's face. Admit it. They should have taken the title. And then we wouldn't even have to worry about these dudes getting thrown at and all this mess. They cheated. They ratted. They should have got the title taken from them. The GM and the coach shouldn't have been the only ones or the manager that paid the price. The players cheated just as much. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Where you guys at on this? You with Joe Kelly or you with the Astros? Your turn to weigh in. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rob, I need help on this one. I got no idea. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme show song Thursday. I have heard this. Don't sound like a theme song, but Charles in Charge, huh? All right, we're brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended. Odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you will not stink. All right, Rob, let's get to these calls. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Where are you at on the Astros cheating scandal? You with Joe Kelly or you with the Astros? Your turn to weigh in.
Craig in Houston, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
What's
man?
Up, man?
Good. Good, bro. Yeah, man, a couple of things here. Like in the military, man, you know, when a squadron or a group is found guilty of some crimes in the battlefield, you know, the colonel or the general is run off. You don't get rid of the entire squadron. You know, in New Orleans, when Eric Williams and they had the bounty gate,
yep.
They didn't get rid of the entire defense. Eric Williams had to pay that price, and the coach, you know, Payton. So our top guys paid the price, but the other thing, and Chris, you love to give us a hard time in Houston, man. If it ain't the Rockets, it's the Astros.
Oh,
you can't take
you're from
our
Houston.
Ring.
Sign really?
Stealing
Why not?
Has been a, sign
did you
stealing
earn
has
that
been a
ring?
Part of,
sign did you
stealing
earn those
been a
rings?
Part, yes, we did.
You
we're
don't
the best
deserve
team in baseball.
Those
best team in baseball. Sign
you know
stealing,
how?
Sign stealing has been a part of baseball since the beginning of time. And I got one more beef, and I want to listen to you guys. I want y'all to respond to this. When the Yankees were found to be cheaters, your beloved Yankees, Rob, y'all didn't touch that story. They filed a court order to try and hide the letter from Major League
Craig,
Baseball.
Craig, did they? Did,
them,
Craig,
and y'all never.
Craig, Craig, where's the story? I'm
right.
Still waiting for it. When it comes out, we'll talk. Was it unsealed, Chris? Did you see it?
No. So, look, we're going off what we see. If
I haven't
you bring
seen
us
anything.
The story
Show
with
me
the
story.
Right.
We'll talk about it if they have
undoubtedly
if they unseal it and we can look at it and determine that the Yankees did cheat. We'll talk about
we'll
it.
We'll give them the business.
I don't
just
see the
like
story, Chris.
Houston.
Right? I just
right.
haven't seen it.
And Jonathan Vilma was suspended too for bounty gate. Remember that?
Anthony in
season.
Illinois, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Anthony?
Yeah, guys. I'm a school teacher, and we teach our kids if they cheat, everybody that's involved is in trouble. I mean. Yep. You got to be kidding me. We teach our young kids this, and then these guys get found cheating, and they get nothing. So we're trying to set an example for kids. These are role models, and we don't even do anything to them? Come on, guys.
I'm with you. Like I said, take the rings. That's big-time punishment to me.
Yeah, you got to be punished for your wrongdoing. I mean, I understand the head guys getting in trouble and everything, but the players need to be slapped on the wrist somehow. But
it happened under their watch, and they're in charge of the club. They should have put a stop to it, and you know it, Anthony.
Well,
it's
they
just
can
like,
get punished
it's
too.
Just like
there's
the teacher.
Nobody, no question.
They should have put a stop to it. They ran the lot. They knew what was going on, and they turned their heads. Jim in Nevada, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey guys, how's it going? Hey,
how are you?
I definitely think that they should strip those titles.
Thank you.
It's an integrity thing. I mean, like the previous caller said, you know, what's that teaching kids that are going to grow up and become professional baseball players? You know, I can make as much money, make so much money that my integrity don't matter no more. But I think that all professional sports needs to look at that. You know, we need to look at at the New England Patriots.
So, Jim, all right, I was just going to bring that. Chris is the guy
who said they shouldn't have got punished.
I've never said they
shouldn't have got punished.
But you said that it doesn't factor in on them being considered the greatest.
No, it factors in, but I still think
the
greatest
of all time was suspended for cheating, and you do nothing about it, but you're bothered about
the
Astros.
They've done something about it. They've been cheating.
Let's take the Patriots championships away. They cheated.
That's right.
Let's
take it away, Chris. Chris won't do that, Jim.
No,
won't do that.
Win, Rob. Give me the year. Give me the year that they won the Super Bowl and they were accused of cheating.
They cheated.
You
and
can't.
Point,
so stop
my,
it.
My point
stop
is
being a hypocrite.
That they cheated.
You
want
to come out on the Patriots,
they've
but
cheated.
Not on the Astros.
No,
stop
they cheated.
It. I respect
Thanks,
it if you
Jim.
Said you against the Astros, too. Rob and Tacoma. I never said they shouldn't be punished.
Rob and Tacoma, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. You call him the GOAT, and he got suspended for 4 games for
that
cheating.
That don't mean he ain't the GOAT because he cheated.
He's a cheater. He's
a convicted cheater. He paid the price.
He's a convicted cheater.
And
how can he be the greatest player of all time?
Because
he cheated.
Still won
he
six.
He cheated.
Which one of those six did he cheat
Go
to
ahead,
win?
Rob. It doesn't matter. He's a cheater. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Silence.
He's a cheater.
Crickets.
Rob, go ahead. Awesome.
You can't even say anything. Go ahead.
What's up, Rob? What's up, Chris?
What's up,
man? For one thing, I'm gonna say thank you for putting on some entertainment radio. You guys are the best.
My man. Thank you, brother.
Okay, Rob, I'm always on your side, bro, but this time I can't be on your side, bro. I can't support you, man. You know what you were saying? An individual, this is a team sport. It's a team sport. It's one for all for one. And if one's cheating, they're all cheating in baseball. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with Chris. Take away that damn championship, and that's the way you punish it. But if there's no punishment like that, they're not going to take it away. Well, they're going to just do it on their own. They're just going to take matters on their own hands, dude. And that's how it is in baseball.
You're not bothered
Good
that
call.
Joe Kelly played
Excellent
on a team
call.
That cheated as well. You're not bothered
by
that.
I'm a Dodgers fan. I don't care what he did.
Well, he cheated. He helped him beat the Red Sox, beat the Dodgers.
Was he in there? Was his name mentioned?
Joe
do
Kelly was on that
cheated?
Team. You said if
Didn't
everybody
– bring up individuals?
If they cheat, everybody cheats. No.
Do we
the
know
team
he cheated? They cheat the year they won it?
That was the claim, yes. That was with the same manager who came from
We
got to
read that story, like you said. Let's see the details. But go ahead. Yeah.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Listen,
what's up?
Between Joe Kelly and the Houston Astros, I got to take the lesser of two evils. I got to go with my man Joe Kelly out there with his vigilante justice, 6'5", 185 out there, throwing at those players, mean mugging them. Because the fact of the matter is, this comes down to a lack of leadership at the top. We need Kenesaw Mountain Landis back. Rob Manfred.
I don't know about him. I don't know about him. There's some racist
kind of
stuff with
Rob Manfred out there saying it's just a hunk of metal. It doesn't really matter. He doesn't institute any real punishment, and then he doesn't put any guidelines into what the players are going to do during the season. What do you expect but chaos? Because there's been nothing coming from the top down. It's an absolute. On the other side of the spectrum, on the NBA, you have an example of what happens when you have firm, strong leadership. And then with MLB in this instance and others, it's an example of when there's a lack therein. And so if it's between Joe Kelly and the Astros, I got to take Joe Kelly. He was about that life. He was ready for action, even though he doesn't weigh 200 pounds. The Astros weren't punished. He stepped in.
Rack 'em, Andre with fire. Good job, Andre. That's one of Andre's best efforts. All right, the Pac-12 isn't playing football in the fall, and that's left hundreds of young men stuck in limbo. We'll get into that next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
He's a former University of Oregon safety, one of the top 10 safeties in the nation, according to many publications, Nick Pickett Sr. Nick, welcome to the iCouple.
We're good with y'all.
We are good, man. We are good. It's great to have you on. Now, of course, the unfortunate news that the Pac-12 will not be playing this season. You're a senior, so you're done playing college football. How did this news land with you when you first heard it?
I mean, it's different. Because for a long time in my life, I've just been playing football each year. And just to have it taken away just like that is just like dang, like, where do I go from here? I got a lot to think about.
You do understand the decision or no with the uncertainty of the pandemic and football players or – Do you understand it or not?
I mean, I understand. I don't, honestly. I feel like there could have been a lot of answers from the jump. As far as, like, me and my friends, what we've been thinking about, or what we've been going through as far as protocol with our team, we've been coming up with ideas, and it's, like, logical ideas, and it's like, well, if we can come up with it and we're not the head people, like, why is it taking so long for everything to click?
Nick, let me follow up. Nick, Division II and Division III got canceled. Why shouldn't Division I? I don't understand. Everybody's playing football. Why shouldn't you be canceled if Division II and III got canceled?
No, I feel that if we should be canceled, but we should have. It should have been brought up much quicker than what it has been.
So yeah, because you sound very disappointed. Obviously you want to play. But is some of your disappointment that they kind? Do you feel like they led you to think you were going to play, and at this late date they cut it off? Is that part of the problem?
Yeah, my problem is it could have been solved. That's my issue. They played, they beat around the bush a lot within these last few months, as far as when we could have played or how the scheduling would have gone, or even our protocol as far as how we worked out and how we practiced. It was a lot of uncertainty. I felt that could have been handled and we could have been past it, but we played a waiting game and there was never any answers as far as like the coaches. We can control at the University of Oregon, and that's what we did. But as far as like just a firm answer, we never got that answer. That's what really built up frustration.
Nick, would you have signed a waiver, given up the liability like from the school if you got sick or anything happened to you after you finished playing college football? Would you have signed a waiver?
I honestly don't know. That was something I was thinking about. I probably wouldn't have, because it doesn't just make sense. At that point, it just seems like a participation game. And I feel like my issue is we either go all out with it all, or it's nothing that should be handled in the first place. Because it doesn't make sense to have steps outside of football and, like, you know, like, follow protocol outside of football. But when it's time to play the game, we play the game full speed. That just didn't add up to me. So I probably wouldn't have signed a waiver.
Now, Nick, are you will finish classes up? Like I said, you're a senior. What's your, as far as graduating or taking classes, where do you go from here in that regard?
Yeah, I'm set to finish all my classes up in the fall, so I'm good.
In December, you graduate. Yeah. Great. Yeah. What's your degree?
I'm an ethnic studies major.
Okay, so are you guys going to be taking classes virtually?
Right.
Or
are they classes or not?
Yeah, that was another thing. They haven't released at all, either for the fall classes, because everything else up until right now, and even the summer classes that we're taking right now are all online, and they're still trying to decide if we return back for fall or not. But it's most likely going to be online too.
Wow. Yeah, you're a guy that, you know, has a shot at the NFL. Like I said, one of the top 10 safeties in the country. What is your, like, where do you go from here as far as training, preparation? Is the team still holding practices? Like, what's your training going to look like?
That's still something I have to talk to my family about and figure out in the next couple of weeks or so. But as soon as we got the news, we held a team meeting. Just talking about everything that happened, and we're still going to hold workouts that they're still available for people here, that if you want to stay in Oregon and work out with the strength and conditioning staff, they still have those workouts set up too, or you can go home. You have the option to go home as well until we figure out if this mandatory class, like in-class judgment for us in the fall.
Do you see the difference between the NFL and college, as far as the NFL and, like, the NBA and baseball and hockey playing, and the idea of college being on a different, because obviously college basketball got, you know, the plug pulled and everything. Do you understand what the difference is between the two?
Yeah, I got a better understanding about that. It's over this past week, just having a conversation with my coaches, and especially my head coach, just the way it was broken down. Like, they have NFL, and with the money they have generated, they're able to have, like, on-call doctors, or they're able to set up, like, buildings next to their facility so they can have corona testing and get the results in the same day. Whereas here, we have to take the test, and we only get the results back in about 2 or 3 days. So there's, like, that's where the bubble comes in. They're able to get everything in fast, efficient tests, and the numbers would be much lower.
Nick, last thing. There was the group from the Pac-12, the players that were threatening to boycott if they didn't get, you know, some of the safety protections and things they wanted from COVID and other things as well. Were you a part of that group? How'd you feel about it?
Yeah, I was a part of the group. I joined a little bit late, so by the time, like, the statement was set out, it was nothing, like, my input really didn't matter as far as, like, little things, but I didn't agree with everything that was on there, I'll be honest, but I agree with the majority, because, I mean, like, it's just being fair to us, and just in general, I think we deserve a lot more than we get.
All right, that's
all right,
our
Nick.
Man.
Best
Nick,
of luck to you, my man.
Yes, brother, great job. Get ready for the NFL. We hope to see you at the next level. That's Nick Pickett Sr., former University of Oregon safety. More iCouple coming your way. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. United States of America only. Rob Parker.
Yes.
Did you read the Bill Plashy, friend of the show and friend of both of ours? Do you read his column in the LA Times about having the coronavirus?
No.
Yeah. Came out yesterday.
How come I didn't see that?
It was really good, too. He talked about his battle with it. He had it for about a week. Well, he got it and, you know, had it, fought through it for about a week. Hmm. He says it's really tough. And he came out of it okay. And now he's quarantining. But, yeah, he had it. And check it out. It's definitely a good column.
I just pulled it up, and I have to read it. I did not know that. How did I miss that story? This is why people are saying, hey, it's not real, it's a hoax. And talk to people who have been through it, Chris, and people have suffered with it. There are people, one of my friends that I went to high school with, Robert Sitberry, was in dire straits and pulled through, man. Yes.
He survived?
He survived. I know him and his wife.
So what did he say about it? He and his wife had it?
No, him and his wife. I know them from high school. I've known them forever. And just, reading the stuff on Facebook and just, it was touch and go. I mean, it was really touch and go, and just saying how intense it was.
I had a friend too, 51, I believe, 51 years old. I met him at a conference, a Christian like conference we were both speaking at. Good shape, played Division I sports, great shape, 51 years old, I believe. And he got it and was in the hospital for about a week or two.
Wow.
Like he was really, it was like you said, touch and go. He was he was close to not surviving it, but he pulled through. And yeah, man, I mean, it's just strange because some people obviously get it. And mostly, it seems like mostly the younger athletes, when they get it, there's no big deal, or to some degree. I shouldn't say it that way, but. You know, they're asymptomatic or they come out of it and they're fine, although we don't know with the heart. Maybe there's long-term issues there. But some people, man, it's hit and it's hit them hard. And, my father-in-law died from it.
I know. I mean, and Plashke's a little older than
61.
Me, Chris, I think. Yeah,
61.
I was going to say, he's older than I am. A
couple months older than you? Yeah.
No, he's a lot. I'm not close to 60. What is this?
No,
I still got a ways before we get to 60.
About ways. You held on that ways a little too long.
I'm a good-looking 56-year-old man. You can say whatever you want. So he's in that age bracket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the traveling I've done, knock on wood, I feel blessed, so far that things have been all right, but you just don't know. That's why you got to take it seriously. That's all. I think people who keep poo-pooing it and acting like it ain't there or something, or it's some political hoax, Chris, is just silly. I don't know how many people have to die and go through what they've
Herman
gone
Cain.
Through.
You saw him go to the Trump rally and no mask.
He went to the rally with no mask and he died.
Yep. So, did you, speaking of, being on social distancing and all that, the Seattle Seahawks, there was a rookie, an undrafted rookie out of Oklahoma State.
Whose signing bonus was $2,000.
Yes. So that tells you he was very, you couldn't get any lower on the totem pole.
Right.
Okay. Kemah Sivirland, I don't know if I said
you remember
it right.
His name, and it won't be for football.
Right. Kemah Sivirland, I guess is how you say it. A rookie cornerback. So early, a lot of these teams, Rob, they're kind of in a hotel by themselves or, trying to some degree to, socially distance to a degree or kind of create their own bubble, right? Well, Kemah was caught on video trying to sneak a woman into the team's hotel. And the team, of course, found out. And here's the thing. You know how they tried to sneak him in, Rob? Or sneak her in? She was in Seahawks gear.
So look like a guy.
Yeah, they tried to make her look like a guy. And she got caught like a player. They tried to make her look like a player. And the Seahawks cut the dude quick, fast, and in a hurry.
When you're a player like that who just got in by the skin of his teeth, you got to. What are you doing, Chris?
Come on,
dude. What are you doing? I mean, can you imagine going back home? Your family, your friends, everybody who was so excited about you getting the chance. Do you know what I mean? Like, you let everybody down, and you gotta live with that. And people are gonna be like, really? Like all the time you have, all the women, my God. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, you're a young guy. Women aren't going anywhere. Why are you doing this? Why? Yep.
And you let yourself down. Because this might be his only chance.
It's going to be this during this pandemic. This may be his only chance.
I agree. I don't see another team bringing him in. Not he wasn't during, drafted. Right. So he can't be that, you know, high on people's lists.
Right, and the signing bonus was $2,000. That tells you. And the NFL, that's peanuts.
Yep. So it's a bad look. And, you know, I give the NBA, again, Rob, no issues so far like this. You know, people talk about Lou that was out of the bubble. You know, he quarantined and all that. But
those wings at Magic City are worth the trip. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. When the night, of course, when that story came out, you were off. And Ephraim Salam was in for you.
Yep.
And Ephraim said, now, you know, I've never been to Magic City or any strip club like that. Ephraim said the idea of eating at a strip club to him is just unfathomable. He said it takes away his appetite. And he asked me, he said, if you're at a restaurant, because you had a Cheesecake Factory and the waitress brings you your food and she's naked, is then that going to kind of mess with your appetite?
But the waitress at Magic City isn't naked.
Yeah, but there are naked women, 10 feet away? I don't know.
I could eat chicken wings and watch women all day. I'm sorry. I just need a napkin for the grease. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a woman. That's for the grease, right?
Everything's not funny. I'm talking about the grease from the chicken. You know what I mean?
All right, it is the eye on that. That's a good note to go off on. Tune in to Dame and the Nets, 48-43 right now. Eye Couple, peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.